Thank you, Bruce Martinson, County Commissioner, for joining us for this madness this morning. You had another record-breaking long meeting.
That is correct.
Two in a row.
No, the four commissioners present. Unfortunately, the chair, Jan Hall, was ill, so I took over as chair. We completed the meeting at 4:25 in the afternoon.
Well,
long agenda.
Folks, if you don't think the county board members earn their keep, there's an example, because I know the meeting before that was long, the week before that was, too. Tell me, interested in any progress on the Bill Bolley Blacksmith Shop Preservation Project?
Well, yes, we did have representatives of the Historical Society at the board meeting, and the board did take a vote to move forward with the purchase of the property on behalf of the Historical Society, but the intent is to turn it over to the Historical Society after a five-year period. But the money would not come from county coffers. There's a contingency that the Historical Society be able to obtain grant money themselves to pay for the property.
Okay. And the security, there was the security committee for the courthouse has been meeting, and there was a discussion on that. Screening processes, security equipment, what's going on?
Oh, sure. There's two components of that. One component is the physical security equipment. The other is staffing, hiring two security officers to be at the bailiff's pay level to man the x-ray, walk-through equipment at the main entrance. And there was a split, board on one issue, not on the issue of having some basic equipment there, such as, panic buttons, some keyless entry, system equipment, also, cameras. Mm-hmm. The board did pass a motion supporting moving forward with that, but the board was split in half. Gary Gamble and myself having concerns about hiring two full-time security officers, Sue Hakes and Heidi Dukirk, did support that idea. But we did decide to have a special session to talk more about it with the presence of Jan Hall there on that item, because it's approximately $25,000 just for that walk-through x-ray scanning equipment, and about $120,000 a year to pay for the cost of the two security officers.
Okay. Then there was a public hearing, and down in your area, costs for the Schroeder property survey. How did that go?
Sure. We did move forward. We finalized the cost allocation. At the end, those properties of 30 acres or less cost the property owner $600 for the survey. The larger property owners, about $17.50 an acre that they have to pay for the survey work. Now, it's five complete sections that were completed. In addition to the DNR, there were 31 property owners affected that had to pay their share of the cost.
And one other thing, I didn't have a chance to talk to you much about this ahead of time, but the biomass district heating system, there was some action taken on that?
Yes, we did authorize the group to move forward with phase two of the study. A lot of us did have a lot of questions still, but they only can be answered with the phase two of the study being completed.
And this, I know local governments have, all of you have been dealing with this, because that would be the first major part. If biomass is used, it would be for government buildings, city, county, school, and also the hospital. Okay, Bruce, thank you very much. We've been speaking with the County Commissioner Bruce Martinson after the last long
thank
county
you.
Board meeting. Thank
Always
you, Bruce.
Always good to be here.
Thank you.